You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:40pm with Alex Dunn, John Budden and Mick Norton in the studio. It's National Hunt Racing from Chepstow and Fontwell on the domestic front, and also jumping over an island as well from Nace. A good card there, which includes a Grade 1 Novices Hurdle. Plenty to get stuck into there for. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mr. James Millman. How are you, James?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you, Mark.
Good man. You were on Racing Radio on Saturday afternoon, well, Saturday all day, in fact. And we're going to look back at some of the action that took place at Sandown. We'll start with the big race of the afternoon, the Tolworth Hurdle, a Grade 1 contest over 2 miles. Finian's Oscar was well backed into favouritism and duly did the business, winning by 5 lengths on the day, landing the high five for any William Hill customers that took advantage of that. With regards to the festival, he's now the new favourite for the Neptune at 5-1. He's also been quoted at 7-1 for the Supreme Novices Hurdle, and is 8-1 in the market for the Albert Bartlett, 4-1, incidentally, to win any race at the Cheltenham Festival, if you don't want to try and guess what race he's going to go for. But propelled himself towards the top of the market for a lot of the novice, well, all of the novice races, really, over the hurdles at the festival. And you can see why. It was a pretty impressive performance.
Yeah, definitely. Very, very impressed with Finian's Oscar. Anyone that was listening to William Hill Racing Radio would have said how much I liked him beforehand, because he's a real imposing type. Ken Peterson also put him up. Very impressed about Hereford on his British debut for the Tizzards and owned by the Potts. And he certainly made a real good fist of it, dropping about a 2 mile. Absolutely bolted up. Yes, the ground was a little bit on the soft side, which for me, come Cheltenham, it's always generally good ground, isn't it, when you start the festival meeting. And that's got to be a concern with the 2 miles for the Supreme. So the Neptune would be the option for me at the moment. But again, it probably is determined by what the competition is. You'd imagine that he'd enter in all three contests and decide closer to the day, which would be best, because obviously he's won an Irish Pointer Point, so he's won over 3 miles. 2.5 mile, he was staying on at the end at Hereford, and then back 2 miles today, always done his gallop. So really eye-catching success. He's by far the best British representative we've got in the novice hurdle division, although David Pipe might disagree with Moonracer. But it's what's over the water, and we'll probably learn more tomorrow at Nace. But at the moment, he looks to be a very, very decent type.
Yeah, impressive performance. Finian's Oscar remains unbeaten. Then the big performance of the day, really, at Sandown. But we'll talk about a few of the others as well. Some good mares in action in the 12:45 in the mares hurdle listed race there. Won by Lifeboat Mona, who's been given a quote of 16-1 for the OLBG mares hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival. Could she mix it with the likes of Vroom Vroom Mag or Apples Jade in there?
No, ultimately. But what turns up, Mark, that's the issue there. Yeah. Because obviously, looking at the market, Vroom Vroom Mag, Annie Power, Lamini, all owned by the Richies, and the mayor's race is just the backup plan if there's no other options for them. We don't know what's going to be running in the race. All we know is that the Richie horses do not take each other on. So you could even see Annie Power, the champion hurdler, going back for the mayor's race to bid amends after coming down at last. So you don't know, but 16-1, probably each way. Normally there's one, maybe two superstars as such in the mayor's race, and for third place it can be a little bit weak. So for me, she's one of the best of those that are trained over in England. Obviously the Irish have got a much stronger hand. Apples Jade, Jer's Girl, two others not owned by the Richies that are very decent over in Ireland. 16-1, yeah, I wouldn't put you off back in each way, because I think you know that's going to be her target.
Yeah. 16-1 then for Lifeboat Mona in the OLBG Mares Hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival. A few other results just to touch on as well. We saw some real old favourites in action in the Veterans Handicap Chase. Pete the Feet, the winner there, beating Theatrical Star, Loose Chips and Gasline Boy. Seemed that the lighter weights were key there.
Definitely. Hard work at Sandown today. Quite a bit of rain around this week, man. It's pretty testing up that stiff hill, and that was key. Pete the Feet only had about 10 stone 1, I think, for Charlie Longston, and That made it a big difference. Those that were at the top of the weights, Rocky Creek, etc., Denast never got involved at all, and maybe something to look out for next year. The series works really well, doesn't it? 100 grand offer for these veterans. Horses that everybody knows because they've seen them probably the last 5, 6, 7 seasons. And 13 years old, to have a 13-year-old win a 100 grand handicap is a great effort, and certainly good to see. Other one to note for me is a trainer, actually, and that is a Mercy and Princess trainer, Amy Murphy. First season of her licence, she's 5 from 18 under National Hunt rules, 2 from 8 on the flat. She's made a really good start to her training career in Newmarket. I think she's only about 25, is Amy, but she's getting the job done, and Mercy and Prince was an impressive winner of the handicap chase earlier on in the card.
Mm. Yeah, one to put in the notebooks from a trainer perspective. Amy Murphy, just one more to mention as well. We mentioned Gadler Victoire beating Bald Henry in the handicap chase on the card. Good result for Philip Hobbs. Gadler Victoire getting deserved success this season. And good old Bald Henry bouncing back, turning back the years as well into second place.
He's definitely an even more great with Gadler Victoire's victory. As we mentioned, the lightweights dominated the veterans contest, but Gadler Victoire had 11 stone 12.
Mm.
That was a cracking effort off top way. He does just fall between two stools a little bit. He's obviously a very high class handicapper, but he's not quite top level, which does leave him a little bit limited come Cheltenham time. But he's a cracking horse for connections, and a great credit to Philip Hobbs.
Anything else stand out to you on the Saturday, or anything else on your mind?
No, Sandown was the main meeting. Obviously, we have a little bit of a lull, don't we, when we go from the Christmas period to ultimately the festival itself. But like I say, a nice Saturday, that 100 grand veterans chase is a great addition, and it's great throughout the season, to be fair.
Yeah. We'll leave that there, then. Let's get stuck into Sunday's racing. James has four races prepared for us. We'll get his thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
We start this look ahead to Sunday's action with a Grade 1 contest over in Ireland. The 150 at Naas is the Lawlers Hotel Novice Hurdle. It's a Grade 1 over 2.5 miles. We've got a field of 6 of them to go to post here. James, plenty of horses here with a series of ones next to their name. It's a real warm race, to be fair.
Very, very warm race. Totally deserves its Grade 1 status. Does the Lawlers Hotel Novice's Hurdle. And Gigginstown have got 3 in the race. They've all run between 3 and 4 times this season. They've all won every single time. So for 2 of them, you'd imagine the unbeaten run's going to end. Death Duty looks to be the clear number one from those. Obviously, once again, the Gigginstown retained jockey, Brian Cooper, is injured. So Jack Kennedy, who, young kid, he's only 18 years old, so suddenly makes me feel old. But he's dominating the Irish scene at the moment, so he's going to pick up the pieces, you'd imagine. Obviously, his boss is Gordon Elliott, who trains Death Duty, and he's got a real nice ride on him. But a bit of a Gordon Elliott v. Willie Mullins fight, and Willie Mullins has got 2 interesting runners in the race. Augusta Kate, obviously a very, very useful bumper horse. I think Lee Westwood and maybe Anton Deck are some of the owners of Augusta Kate. So there's a fair few famous people involved with her, and she's a very, very consistent type. She ran, obviously, at Cheltenham and Aintree without success, but showed a good level of form. She gets that mayor's allowance, which is a decent £7, which could be key. Ruby Walsh chooses her over Tagagua, who is a decent type owned by the Richies, and rare that Ruby's not on one of theirs. So Augusta Kate must be pretty decent. And I think the market's probably got a little bit wrong. I think it'd be quite close between Death Duty and Augusta Kate, but I do think Death Duty will get the job done.
All right, Death Duty then to end the Willie Mullins stronghold on the race. He's won the last 3 renewals, and he's won 4 of the last 6, in fact, of this race. And
a decent race as well, isn't it? Bells Hill won it last year. Briar Hill, obviously another one, trained by William Mullins. Rule the World, Grand National winner.
Yep.
So it'll be a fascinating contest tomorrow. Something to really look forward to.
Yeah, superb race there over at Naas. We'll move on to the next at Chepstow, though. This is the 2:30, a Class 4 Novices Limited Handicap Chase. Just short of 3 miles is the trip for this one. We have 10 of them to go to post here. James, where do you want to start in there?
Yeah, as usual on a Sunday over in the UK, it's pretty low-grade stuff on a Sunday, but Chepstow provides some competitive racing. Chepstow fences take a lot of jumping, as we saw from the Welsh National a week ago. This race, lots of these struggle to get the head in front. Not too many ones in this contest. Krakatoa King, I was a little bit disappointed with its first run for the Kerry Lee Stable 17 days ago at Bangor. Looked very, very hard work for Krakatoa King. He doesn't win very often. He's certainly handicapped to win this kind of contest, and this is back against novices, which could certainly be in its favour. But I'm going to go for another one. That's the very consistent Lady Robin, trained by Peter Bowen, ridden by Sean Berman. Hasn't been seen for 103 days, but if she's fit and ready to go, she could be interesting off a lightweight. Ground will be hard work at Chepstow. Gets very soft at the Welsh track, so lightweights could well be to the fore. So Lady Robin will be the selection for me in the novices limited handicap chase.
Yeah, ground already described as heavy, soft in places at Chepstow, so it could be quite attritional there on Sunday. The 240 at Fontwell Park is where we go next. This is a class 3 handicap hurdle. 2 miles and 3 furlongs is the trip, a field of 12 to go to post here. And we've got a few lightly raced French recruits that could be towards the top end of the market, the likes of Cadelin and Burroughs Park. James, either of them on the shortlist here?
Yeah, I think they've got to be on the shortlist, to be honest, Mark. Lightly raced over hurdles, decent in France on the flat. I'm going to go for Burroughs Park, who's had 2 starts so far for Venetia Williams. Charlie Deutsch takes the ride, taking off at a useful £3. Perhaps a little bit disappointing last time. He was a beaten favourite when only finishing third, but he's just had the 2 runs. Placed on both occasions, which means he can go straight into a handicap. Doesn't have to have to 3 runs, which most hurdlers require, and he could be interesting. Venetia's just starting to hit form now. Very, very dry in November, December meant she was quiet, but the rains come, and Venetia's horses generally do much better in these kind of conditions. So for me, I was sticking with Burroughs Park. Obviously, Cadelin, you've got to respect him. Dr. Newland is a genius, but this one has taken a little while to get the hang of things. Won nicely last time out, but 11-10, plenty of weight. And his handicap debut, and he made a struggle to give £6.09 if you include Charlie Deutsch's claim. So I'm going to go for Vinicius Williams' horse, Burroughs Park.
Burroughs Park, then, the selection for James in the 240 at Fontwell, and we finish off in the 330 at Chepstow, a Class 4 handicap chase over 2 miles to finish with here. We've got 11 of them in the lineup here. James, who comes on in front?
Yeah, again, pretty tricky stuff. Alan Swinbank, don't see him make the journey down to the Welsh track at Chepstow. Just over the bridge very often. So the fact that Vernon makes the trip down from the north has got to be interesting. He's booked Paul Maloney for this six-year-old. He's pretty unexposed compared to a lot of the opposition, and that could be key. Vernon will be the one for me. And what's a tricky little handicap chase at Chepstow? Dream Bolt is interesting. David Reese's runner has been off the track for 471 days, but won his last 2 starts. If connections have got him fit after that absence, he's interesting because he's very progressive when we last saw him. But no easy task on heavy ground to get him fit first time out. So just keep an eye on the market there for Dream Bolt. But I'm going to stick with Vernon as a selection. Keep an eye on those with lower weights. Richard Willicott's Shintori. He's only 5 years old. He's unexposed. He could be one for an each-way option.
Okay, but the main selection is Vernon for James then in the 3:30 at Chepstow as usual. Quick summary before you go, James, just confirm your selections for us.
Yep, at Nace for the Grade 1. I'm afraid we are being a little bit boring, but we are going to go with Death Duty. He's a hot favourite. I think Jack Kennedy could pick up a welcome Grade 1 winner. At Chepstow in the 2:30, heavy ground. It's going to be hard work for these chasers. We've gone for a lightweight in the 2:30. That is Lady Robin for Peter and Sean Bowen. In the 3:30 at Chepstow, we have gone for Vernon, trained by Alan Swinbank, who makes a long journey down south. And then at Fontwell in the 2:40, the rains come. So we're sticking with Venetia Williams and we're going for Burroughs Park.
Superb. Thank you very much, James. Good luck and enjoy on Sunday.
No worries.
There you go. The thoughts of James Millman on Sunday's racing. Then you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:40 PM. Alex Dunn, John Budden and Mick Norton, the team in the studio. It's Chepstow and Fontwell on the domestic front and racing over in Ireland as well from near. So plenty to get stuck into. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Sunday's action.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.